Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Whether it's books, theatre, music or paintings, the arts play an important part of our lives as they're able to express what we feel and help us navigate in society and inspire us. So it is always a pleasure to have Bronwyn Hershovitz source the people that bring this to us. Bronwyn, of course, is my bi-weekly arts publicist and expert, and she's my guest now to join me for our Feel Good slot. Bronwyn, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Charisse. Welcome. I hope I can warm you up today. It's been freezing. Really lovely news this week.
Let's start with music, which for me is the most instant, basic, and immediate mood-altering substance that we have access to.
100%, and a very proudly South African, proudly Mishpacha moment with musician Brian D. Klawensky. So let me just set this up. If you don't know who Brian D. is, she lives here in South Africa. She's part of the Glen Hazel community. She is a musician. Her father's a rabbi, so she plays a lot of concerts for women only. She's fairly unknown, obviously, in the commercial music side. And I'm saying this because this achievement is the most incredible thing for someone who is so understated in the music industry, especially here. She's been inducted as a voting member of the Recording Academy. Now, that's the Grammy Awards.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, she's the only South African this year to be inducted. And this is through a membership where you participate in the Grammy Awards process. This includes submissions for Grammy consideration, proposed rule changes to the awards, and voting for the Grammy Awards. And it's quite a huge, huge status in the way that people look at you as a musician. This membership is reserved for those whose excellent professional accomplishments are matched by their passion for the music community. And she was actually nominated, I think you've got to be nominated, by another member of our community, Professor Jean Seidel-Rudolph. And anyone who knows her, anyone who's been around in this community knows her very well as the music lady. And it's just mind-blowing and beautiful, and it's so nice to see her shining. She's released albums, like her debut album was called Hallelujah in 2011. She was signed to Ruth Avenue Studios, where her husband Matt is the director. They are a true musical family. She then released an album called Ruth Avenue in 2018. She was nominated at the SAMA Awards in 2019 for Best Alternative Album. She's also received a Global Music Award in 2021. So this, this Jewish musician in South Africa is just making waves, and I'm so proud of her. I've followed her career for years. We're fairly friendly, and I'm just so proud of this moment for her.
Incredible, really incredible.
Yeah. More music if you want. Let's stay in South Africa. I don't know if you are a rugby fan. I mean, I know the rugby takes place on a Saturday, but if we look at just sport uniting this country, and especially rugby, we look at what Nelson Mandela did with rugby and uniting South Africa. Well, this singer and actress, KB Motsilanyane, once again just united the nation in her rendition of the anthem at Loftus Stadium last weekend. People just commented and raved about her flawless vocals that resonated in the crowd. She read the room. She read the crowd. She actually didn't sing the last verse because the crowd was so just enraptured in this moment that they sang along with her. She was charming and sweet and sensitive. And people all across social media just raved about her. They also said she should be singing the anthem and touring with the team endlessly because she was so poised and classy and beautiful. And she really is, She was just grace and perfection, and she really united the nation. It was so beautiful to watch the comments and the reaction to her singing.
Incredible.
And of
We
course, we were victorious, so that was also a
Do you think
really
she
big
had
moment.
anything to do with it? Do you
I
think it
feel like
was?
she did. I feel like she changed that energy in that stadium, and she inspired the Springboks. And I definitely think that she had something to do with it.
And staying with music, Bronwyn, one of the greatest musicians, Bob Marley.
I know. I'd mazel tov to the Marley family. So Abraham Marley, who's the son of Ziggy Marley, and his Israeli wife Orly Agai Marley. Just celebrated his bar mitzvah. And he's the son of eight-time Grammy winning artist Ziggy Marley, as I mentioned, and the grandson of the late and great Bob Marley. What a beautiful moment. And his father recently shared a photo from the festivities of the young man looking dapper in a navy suit and bright blue ties. And they're just celebrating this milestone in his life. The Rastafarians also wear the Star of David, so it makes sense that there is this connection, and that there would be this unity between a Rastafarian and a Jewish person. And it's so beautiful that that this prestigious family are just celebrating their Jewish connection. Really, really beautiful. So, a mazel tov to that family. If you want to know more about his wife, and I think we should, she was born in Kfar Saba, excuse me, to Iranian parents. And she actually spent most of her life in Iran before the Islamic Revolution. At age 14, she left the country for Los Angeles. And obviously, along the way, she met her husband, Zingy Marley. So it's really, really lovely. What a beautiful celebration of the Jewish faith and culture.
Beautiful story. Bronwyn, let's talk, turn our attention now to comedy, because who does not feel like laughing?
Yeah, so it's so amazing. I'm very into numerology and birth dates and things. I mean, I don't know the intricacies of it, but two great comedians born on the same day. I mean, it's obviously this date. So I think if you want a brilliant comedic son or daughter, make sure they're born on the 28th of June. So the brilliant Mel Brooks, who just celebrated his 98th birthday on the 28th of June, he's still alive, he's still going. People celebrated him. He is an EGOT recipient, and we've spoken about what this means. This is when an actor has won an Emmy, a Grammy, a Tony, and a what's the O for? Sorry, I'm just thinking on the top at the top of my head. I think it's another one. Oh, it'll come to me. Sorry, it's just skipped
No
my head.
worries.
Anyway, so it's these four prestigious awards in your career, and if you've won all four, you are considered an EGOT. And Mel Brooks is one of those. I mean, if you think about his career that has spanned over 50 years, he also received an achievement award at the 84th Annual Peabody Awards just weeks before his birthday. He's still busy, he's still going. There's, in fact, a long-awaited sequel to his 1987 spoof film Spaceballs that's in the works. And he announced this as well to all his fans' delight. And it's just so remarkable to see this man still going. It just makes you just wonder.
And his
He
work
was
is timeless. He hasn't dated.
100
It's still
100%.
funny. It's not always that's not always the case, especially with comedy, that you can pick it up 20 years later and laugh as much as you did then.
Exactly. He's still timeless, and I think for me, he's coined Jewish humor. For me, I think he was, I mean, if I'm gonna say someone's the father of Jewish humor, it's him. If you think of all of his work, I mean, to me, he's the epitome of Jewish humor, and I think he's remarkable. Just also he's got three kids, and he married Oscar-winning actress Anne Bancroft. And in fact, sorry, his first wife, he had three kids, and he had later one other child with the late Anne Bancroft. And there's actually a clip I saw of him at some award when he was much younger, and he made his wife come on stage with him and sing some Polish song, and it was also so beautiful to see that partnership. It was really quite a lovely moment. So happy birthday, Mel Brooks. We love you. Keep going, and I cannot wait for Spaceballs, the sequel. And then another brilliant comic, a female, the late Gilda Radner. She was also born on the 28th of June, and people just commemorated her birthday. She unfortunately passed away in 1989, but she was a very big pioneer for women in comedy. She joined the series, the NBC sketch show, which later became known as Saturday Night Live, in 1975. And with this show, the male comedians predominantly got the limelight, but she used to steal scenes like no other. She was the well she I mean if you know her, she was the funniest person in a scene as a woman. That was a big deal, for a woman to upstage a man in those days. She's just so brilliant. She's won an Emmy Award. She won probably several. She had a one-woman show on Broadway in 1979. And unfortunately, she passed away. And she was also married to the brilliant Gene Wilder. So imagine that family
Oh, wow.
of comics. Yeah.
He's
So,
also one of my absolute favorites.
me too. He was wonderful. And so was she. She's also won a Grammy. She has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She was inducted into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame in 1992. And she actually had a moment on TV where she was the first Jewish comedian or Jewish person to actually light a Hanukkah candle live on TV. And it
Wow.
was such a momentous moment. So, she just really, while other actors usually, hide their identity and their Jewishness, she was very proud of it. And for her to do that and it was in a skit, a funny skit on SNL, but during that moment of her lighting the menorah, it was very powerful and meaningful and very moving. And she did it with great sensitivity, and it was really, really just so beautiful. So, happy birthday also to the late Gilda Radner. And yeah, I think, what a date, the 28th of June.
Well, I'm just looking at an app and Google that Gilda Radner and see if I can find her doing that. It's something
Well,
inspirational to take us into the weekend, and that's actually what the slot is all about. So thank you, Bronwyn, for joining me, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks for our Feel
thank
Good
you.
slot.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
That's Bronwyn Hirschwitz, arts publicist and expert.